beginning of our gospel, the apostles are actually disciples, a broader group. They were returning to meet Jesus. He had sent them out for a few days to go out and heal in his name, to do exorcisms, all kinds of ministry. So they're coming back, and he says to them, come away and rest a while. He's stating the need for his disciples to take a break from their work. Jesus is concerned that they have balance in their lives, to make time for pep talks with each other and for prayer. Jesus takes breaks from his labors. He goes into the wilderness, up hills and mountains, and even onto the water to take a break. Even God the Father took a break after creation, and he established a weekday of rest for men and women because God wants us to be human beings, not just human doings. Like Jesus' example today, we need to relax by conversing with other Christians and to pray, because without prayer, without nurturing our relationship with Christ, we're running on empty. Our disciple engine is running on the vapors of faith. With our busy lives, it's easy to get emotionally and spiritually exhausted. Every day we Christians battle temptations and difficulties that are obstacles to our goal of enjoying eternal life with Christ in heaven. We get worn down by the struggle. Stress, frustrations, and other draining emotions can wear us out if we aren't reinforcing our relationship with Jesus Christ every day. It's like marriage. When a couple stops talking with each other, they drift apart and their relationship dies. We need break time with our head coach and personal trainer, Jesus Christ. We need daily prayer time to relax. Our previous Pope, Benedict XVI, said it well. One who prays is not afraid. One who prays is never alone. One who prays is saved. When I entered the seminary, for the first time in my life, I felt I had no spare time. Probably a preview of what was ahead. But the professor still kept harping, you gotta carve out some time for prayer every day. You can't just study or you'll burn out. You can't sustain your faith on your own power. You won't be any good for anyone. And they were right. And their advice is true for all Christians. So I got out my daily calendar. I scheduled prayer time. I made it a regular daily appointment. And maybe you need to think about that. If we think we're too busy to pray, we're too busy. And that's what we have to do. Schedule it. Make it a regular daily appointment. Enter it as a rest time for daily prayer, even if it's just 10 minutes. Go to a quiet space, in your bedroom, somewhere else, in your home, in your car, any place where we can refresh and restore ourselves, where we can feed our souls. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Other things will take over. We'll have no quality time with God, our lover, and we'll be too tired to give him any time at all. All disciples of Christ, all Christians, need breaks. Prayer is our fuel so we can have a full and active life. A Christian's prayer breaks recharge our spiritual batteries. We need Christ's friendship for strength and wisdom. If we want to have a relationship with Christ, We need prayer time with Jesus, just like he needed when he prayed to his Father. It's all in how you look at it. Jesus' break time was prayer. He relaxed by praying. Prayer is relaxing, resting in Christ, who wants to hear all about our day, who desires our friendship, is eager for it, who cares about us, who wants to draw us into his divine life someday in heaven. There are times when we are called to feed others, and there are times when we need to be fed. And Jesus shows us today it's not selfish to take time for it.